Hi, hi, everyone, and welcome to the 9-minute riff from the pool deck. And yes, I am sitting underneath a yellow slide at Elevation Place, and it's a quiet, mellow day. A lot of people swimming laps, and the lovely ladies going around the lazy river, going the opposite way. So they're making it a little harder for themselves, which is beautiful. Warmer weather here in Canmore, which is welcomed rather than that minus 33 we've had for a while. So I welcome it with open arms. So I just finished my swim for the day. I've actually been took a break off swimming for 5 days. Just went home and visited my parents. Hadn't seen them for a while, so it was a lovely visit. Hopping back in the pool, I'm not sure if I like my coach in the moment, even though he's great. He's a fabulous coach. I was like, oh wow. So started off with 40 minutes of nonstop swimming and jumped right back into it. So anyways, finished it off and it felt fabulous at the end. So thanks, coach. So just kind of leading into this week, into this 9-minute riff, I always think of my ideas when I'm swimming in the pool, and when you have 40 minutes of nonstop swimming, you come up with these ideas. And I think I came up with like 3 new ideas and maybe some ideas that I already had, but you know, I just kind of dove deeper and brought it, you know, even a continuous swim of 40 minutes, I brought it down into my heart just to really get into that creative spot. So today I am going to riff on owning your voice and your heart. This is a really, this is something that's really close to my heart. So in the past, I guess, it's probably been 5 years, but I'm going to say it's been in the last 2 years and definitely in the last 3 months that I've started, or more than that, started to really own my voice and find a place where I can have my voice, and which is here on podcasting and beyond. I know that's going to grow into more, and also my voice is through my one-to-one coaching and also owning my voice through my master classes that I'm developing, and the most recent one, the Rise Into Your Raw Self Masterclass, which you can slide on over to my website and you can register for that. It's pretty short, it's 40 minutes, but you'll definitely pick up some tips in there. So owning your voice was really important to me. I felt like I kind of, you know, you might have heard me say this before, just kind of push my voice down and not really say what was really in my heart, you know. And I've been learning so much about human design, which is actually really helping me dive into owning my voice even more, you know. And I have so much to share with you too, you know, especially in human design and in swim coaching and one-to-one coaching and all the things that I'm learning out there. I just love to share it with all you amazing people listening. So owning your voice can be a hard thing, you know. You're just, it's a vulnerable spot for some people, and it doesn't have to be like big and audacious. Like, I mean, you don't have to start a podcast to own your voice. It could be little things within your family, saying what you really want to say, you know, in a kind way, but just really saying what you want to say from your heart. Because if you keep stifling that and not really say what you need or what you want and giving the reason behind it, you're just going to keep going back to the same thing. It's like the example of the dishwasher. It's like, you know, it doesn't need to be perfectly packed, but sometimes you need to own your voice and in how, you know, how you want that done, because you don't want to waste the water or whatever it is. We'll give a reason behind it, right? So start owning your voice. Maybe it's within your family or within your friends, or maybe it's at work. So I coach people one-to-one in owning their voices in different places. So it could be through starting up a podcast where you want to own your voice more and you want to learn how to do that. Just shout out to me. We can set up a discovery call and chat about that. Maybe it's owning your voice and starting like a panel of women. And you've always wanted to do that, you know, like just take the first little step. I mean, really, what do you have to lose? When I started my podcast, I was like, oh my God, I know nothing about podcasts, but I really know that this is something I need to do. So I stepped into it one step at a time, and I reached out. I asked for help. I had help through Feisty Media. I hired them on to help me for a few months to get me going, because I had no idea where to start. And now I do. And now I want to pay that back to other people. So if there's other people out there wanting to own their voice, I would love to see that. So, and owning your heart more. This is something that has sat with me for quite a long time, and beyond the 5 years that I began to start to really tap into my voice. is when I was working at in a leadership development department. Sorry, I have like I just got out of the pool, so I think I'm a bit thirsty and I don't have any water. So it was, I felt like I was always in my head and I was always overthinking, and it was, and things just didn't work out that way. But I remember one of the facilitators saying to me, and she wrote it in a book for me, and she just said, you know, lead with your heart, lead with your heart. And that is where all the amazing stuff comes out through me, is leading through my heart and below my heart and into my spleen, you know, and I'm learning that through human design. And it's incredible the outcomes that have come out. You know, I have something coming up. It's another new, I can't really tell you because I don't want to announce it today, but it's another collaborative podcast that's going to be coming to life in the springtime. And I took that leap. I'm like, I feel this. I need to do this. There's so many women out there that have so many incredible things to say. So why the heck not try and get some people together and do something? So stay tuned on that front. I'm so excited to share that with you. So if you have something where you're wanting to own your voice more, reach out to me. I'd love to help you. I'd love to work with you one-to-one or even through my master classes. Listen to my podcast, see what I put out into the world, the people that I interview, get to know me that way. Set up a discovery chat. I'd love to chat with you. So I'll leave you with this. I challenge you, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up just around the corner. And if you don't know, that is my favorite special day of the year. I know it's not really a holiday, but it's my favorite special day of the year. I love love. And, you know, I have met the love of my life. I had to wait a little longer than I thought for this person to come into my life. And it's, you know, I couldn't ask for anything better. And just lead with your heart. Even if, you know, start this week, just stop yourself in the moment and think, am I in my head or can I move it down to my heart? Even if you're swimming or doing some sort of activity and you're feeling all like in your head and you're like, oh God, this is going to take me forever. And you're going down this rabbit hole. I challenge you to just calm yourself and move it down. You know, I understand we use our beautiful minds, but our beautiful hearts need to be used even more and even below your beautiful heart. If you're interested in learning more about human design, reach out to me as well. I'm just tapping into that, but it is absolutely fascinating in how it is shifting my life. It is incredible. So amazing people that are listening. Thank you so much for your support. If you're loving these podcasts, I would greatly appreciate it if you could leave a message, not a message, I'll be okay. Leave a comment or just leave a rating. It helps. It helps me know who's listening. And if you want me to riff on something, you're like, Sarah, I really want you to riff on this. Like, drop me a message. I'm totally open to that. So again, if you're looking to sign up for one of my master classes, head on over to my my website. I'll leave all the details in my show notes. And there's going to be a new master class coming up soon around owning your voice. So lovelies, have a fabulous day. Keep being amazing and keep